Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Wake up to communism. That is the warning from one of our pastors that we're representing out of Illinois. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, we represent Pastor Christian Ionescu. He is a Romanian immigrant, a U.S. citizen, and the church that he pastors is Elim Romanian Pentecostal Church in Chicago.
Right, he's one of our two Romanian churches that we represent there in Illinois.
The other one being Logos Baptist Ministries,
mm-hmm.
Also Romanian immigrant, and that's a Romanian church.
So can you imagine growing up in communist Romania, thinking, oh, one day I want to get to America where I can experience freedom, I can pastor a church in freedom, and that...
And they're now experienced threatens arrest and threatens all kinds of things against them in America, where they are now.
And that dream is just snuffed out because now they're experiencing oppression here in America.
It's incredible because they grew up in communist Romania.
Mm-hmm.
The Russians, the Soviets came there and they imposed communism in Romania. And pastors were arrested. People were threatened and intimidated not to go to church. Churches were closed. Churches were destroyed. Harry Mehed, our vice president of legal affairs at Liberty Counsel, on Mondays, he didn't go to school on Sundays. They did Sunday public school because they didn't want kids going to church on Sunday. He and his family didn't go to the school on Sunday. They went to church instead.
Right, and his father was a pastor.
So. Yeah. So when they would come to school on Monday, they would be targeted, put in the middle, surrounded by children, and mocked as the Sunday keepers. That happened every Monday for these Christians in Romania. Pastors were arrested. Missionaries were arrested. The Bible was confiscated. It was shredded. It was turned into toilet paper. But these communists, you know, they never do anything well. And so as you shred things, it becomes some of it. You can see some of the wording. So while these people were using the toilet paper, they were able to read certain verses of the scripture.
Wow.
Because the communists didn't fully shred everything properly.
But, you know, I think it was really eye-opening when Pastor Christian, you know, he interviewed with us on this program not long ago. He talked about the steps to how they recruit you in communism. And he saw the same analogy happening to him in Chicago.
Yeah, and here's the steps. And you can write them down. I encourage you to. You can write these words down: assessment, recruitment, negotiation, discrediting campaign, war of annihilation. I'll come back to that. Assessment. Assessment, he says, is they're assessing, is the individual well connected? Does that person command respect and have a following? If yes, you move to phase two. If no, you eliminate them. So if the pastor has some connection and commands a following, then we need to go to phase two. If they're just someone that we can remove without anybody noticing, we'll remove them now. So the first is assessment. Second is recruitment. So you go to this person that has a following that you can't just simply eliminate right off the bat anyway. So you want to now try to bring them over to your side. You recruit them. You sugarcoat. You attempt to recruit. You put social pressure on them. Now, what they want to do here is they want to negotiate with you. How did this happen in this case? Well, the mayor of Chicago, Lori Lightfoot, wanted to recruit him, wanted to negotiate, which is number three.
Ask him for a meeting, didn't she?
Let's have a meeting.
Yeah.
Okay. So
just the two of us, right?
Just the two of us. And so he wrote an email. It wasn't written by an attorney. He wrote an email. He asked us, could he send it? Yeah, you can send it. It's your email. And he had some questions. She read the email, canceled the meeting. Why? Because she wanted to tell him what she wanted him to do. She didn't want him asking questions or having any pushback.
Or have his attorney with him,
right,
which is what he said.
So the first is assess the individual. The next is try to recruit the individual.
Well, that one didn't work.
Didn't work. And of course, they tried to put social pressure on them too. Why? Because they did the no parking signs.
Right.
Let's try to get the neighborhood against him. Let's put social pressure on him. Let's make him look bad.
Which is, the neighbors love him. I mean, they even towed some of their cars and they came to the church and gave donations.
Yeah, so
because they respect the church.
The no parking signs on Sunday morning for blocks around the church, this residential street parking. Then they towed the neighbors' cars. Well, we'll put pressure on them. And then, by the way, we're going to send a letter to all the neighbors and say why your car was towed and why you can't park now in front of your house.
The problem. Huh?
And you're talking about Chicago.
Right.
You're talking about a big city on Sunday when people are at home, the street parking's full. Now there's no street parking for 9 blocks.
Or come home from doing the late shift and then your
How
car's gone.
How are you going to find a parking spot? But the social pressure didn't work, so then they went to phase three. And this is what communism does. Negotiate. Negotiation is phase three. So assessment, recruitment, and negotiation. And here he says, if you stop, we'll give this to you. If you don't, we'll take that away from you. So they want to reward him, but if you don't, we're going to take this away from you. So what'd they do? Well, they gave him a criminal citation. Disorderly conduct for having more than 10 people.
Disorderly conduct to churches.
Then here's what they did. A letter from the health department, but that didn't work. Well, a second letter then. We're going to do it. The second letter from the health department. And that one was the summary abatement letter. Oh, by the way, I forgot a step. Remember they sent police cars to the block the private parking lot?
Right.
So we're going to take your private parking away.
They had leased that parking lot of the bank for, I think, like 15
years?
Yeah,
almost 20 years. It's a long time.
We're going to block it. We're not going to
We're taking it away from you.
We're not going to take care of the people that are shooting over there in the neighborhood, but we're going to block the parking
lot. Which you could actually hear during the Facebook Live when one of the church members was saying, hey, look what they're doing. They're blocking our car, our driveways. And then, boom, 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 3 shots echo through Chicago, murder capital of America. But the police cars stay there because they're dispatched to stop the Christians. That's what they were told to do. Nothing against these police officers. They're doing their job, but this is what the mayor told them to do. So the other thing was, okay, the summary abatement letter. We're going to take your church, which that means that we can padlock your church and we can bulldoze your church. Hmm. Well, that didn't work. So they went to step four, discrediting campaign. Employ peers to denigrate, find, or manufacture compromising scandals. Well, they couldn't find any compromising scandal, so they try to get other religious leaders to speak against you, your peers in this case. And so step four didn't work, so then they go to step five. This is communism now, but he saw these things happening in America. Step five is the war of annihilation. And that is what he saw in Romania was hospitalization in mental institutions, imprisonment, and even elimination of well-connected people. Wow. Hmm. Those are the five steps. Assessment, recruitment, negotiation, discrediting campaign, and war of annihilation. That's what he said he experienced in communism. But he also said, you know what? I see those same steps here. There's a phrase in Mark Batterson's book that I usually share with our people when we go to Israel. And I usually do it on the first leg of our trip from the airport to the Galilee. As we're going through different kinds of vegetation on both sides of the highway, because what's amazing is, in Israel, if you don't really notice it, and it's the first thing that hit me as I was looking at this, is hot and cold vegetation grows side by side, and it's not like that anyplace else. And certainly not like that in the United States. Your hot and cold weather vegetables are growing and fruit side by side. Well, you can just easily drive on the bus and not even notice it. Mm-hmm. Mark Batterson has this phrase, learn more, see more. And that means like if you learn more about the plants, you're going to see more about the plants. If you learn more about the Bible, you're going to see more about the Bible. If you learn like he did by experience, about communism, then guess what? When these little buzzwords and this kind of pattern happens in the United States, your ears perk up, Holly,
right.
Because you've seen that, you've been there, you've done that.
He's lived through it.
Now he sees it happening in America. That's why we started this program, Wake Up to communism. That's the last thing we want to do. And the way that we can stop that is support these pastors and churches and push back against this Marxist ideology that's trying to destroy America through prayer. You need to pray, but you also need to get informed and you need to act. And I encourage you to go to Liberty Counsel's webpage, lc.org. You can click on the churches page for more information about churches and pastors. But you can also click on the subscribe page, and that will give you information so that you can learn more, see more, and then do more. lc.org, the subscribe button.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.